Welcome to the Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast, a conversation designed to help leaders go further faster. On today's podcast, we'll conclude a two-part conversation on self-leadership. Well, Andy, we kicked off this discussion on the importance of self-leadership with somewhat of a discouraging realization.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll go first, and then I'll let you go. Then we'll let all of our podcast listeners have an opportunity to confess. But
absolutely.
It always begins this way. I have participated in every bad decision I have ever made.
Right.
Every bad hiring decision, every bad financial decision, every bad budgeting decision, every bad decision I've ever made, I was there for it. And of course, the reason I don't feel bad saying that is that everyone listening could say the same thing. You have participated in every bad decision that you have ever made. And it's embarrassing, but it's true. But it points to the importance of this topic of self-leadership. And Lane, as I said last month, we all of us face our greatest leadership challenge, not in the parking lot, not in the boardroom, not in the office. We all face our greatest leadership challenge every morning in the mirror. Mm.
Well, Andy, you've said that if a person is going to lead himself or herself, there are three decisions they must make. We talked about the first one on last month's podcast, and we'll cover the final two today. Before we get to those, let me remind everyone of the first decision. I will not lie to myself, even when the truth makes me feel bad about myself.
That's right. Exceptional self-leadership requires brutal honesty with ourselves. Because again, the easiest person to deceive is always the person in the mirror. Nobody does a better job at selling me on a bad idea than me, and nobody does a better job at selling you on a bad idea than you. That we are all suckers for our own sales pitches. As soon as I see something I want, what do? I start selling myself
right.
on it before the salesperson says anything. In fact, it's best if they don't say anything.
Exactly.
I can sell myself. So again, in order to lead myself well, in order to lead ourselves well, we have to be brutally honest with that person in the mirror.
Well, and as you said last month, Andy, you can't lead yourself when you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, well, you certainly can't lead yourself well. That's for sure. Yeah.
Right. Well, that brings us to decision number two. I will prioritize what I value most over what I want now.
Yeah, this one requires a little bit of explanation, but it is so important. I will prioritize what I value most over what I want now. The best way to understand this one is to think in terms of organizational leadership. If you're leading a team, you're leading a team toward a goal, you're leading a team toward a destination, there's some sort of end game. Mm. And the same is true in self-leadership. In self-leadership, there's an end game, there's a goal. So the question is, you know, what is that? Where do exceptional self-leaders lead themselves? And the answer is this: they lead themselves toward what they value most, not what they want now. That's why the second decision for great self-leadership is I will prioritize what I value most. In other words, I'm going to lead myself toward what I value most over and above what I want now. It's that whole immediate versus ultimate thing. Mm. And Lane, as we all know, what I want now is rarely what I value most. It goes back to this immediate versus ultimate tension. And here's the catch, and here's where perhaps we all have some work to do. If I'm leading myself toward what I value most, that means I can't lead myself well until I discover what I value most. Mm. I always know what I want now. But until we do the work of discovering what we value most, we can't lead ourselves well. Because again, great self-leaders lead toward value, not toward, you know, immediate desire. And I'm convinced, partly because of what I do professionally, that very few people ever stop and discover what they value most. So consequently, they settle for what they want now.
Landy, what does that look like?
For example, Lane, you and I have friends who passed on promotions at work when it would require them to move or uproot their family. And again, they gave up the promotion. They gave up the extra money. Why? Because, you know, at some point in their life, they discovered what they valued most. And what they were being offered at work was not as important or as valuable to them as what they felt like they would give up at home. When we think ultimate versus immediate, this is why some people exercise. This is why some people don't. Everybody values their health. Everybody wants dessert. Mm. So some people choose to value their health and make a decision based on health versus dessert. So the ultimate immediate thing is a constant tension. But leaders who lead themselves well are leaders who've discovered what they value most, and they prioritize that in self-leadership. Because again, if you're leading someone, a team or yourself, there has to be a destination. And for extraordinary self-leadership, the destination is our values, what we value most. And I think because of what we do professionally, Lane, this is in front of us all the time. Mm. But for our podcast listeners, everybody discovers what they value most eventually. Mm. I mean, you and I have conducted so many funerals, and at a funeral, suddenly what matters most surfaces immediately. Nobody has to try to bring it up. It's just there right in front of us. And what the deceased values most, surfaces immediately too. Sometimes it's something to celebrate, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's something to tiptoe around.
Right.
So everybody discovers what they value most eventually, but if you discover it too late, it can be unattainable. You can get to a season of life where it's like, oh, this is what's most important to me, and it's out of reach. So this is an extraordinarily important topic as it relates to self-leadership, because we should lead ourselves toward what we value most. If we don't know what we value most, we've got to spend some time discovering what that is. Yeah.
Andy, there's an exercise for this process that I've heard you talk about. It's from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yeah, I read the book, I think the year it came out, I think it was 1990, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I remember where I was sitting when I read this section. And, a lot of books say, put down your book and get a pen and answer the following 3 or 4 questions. And I don't know what most of our podcast listeners do when they get to that part of a book, but I just ignore it and keep reading because the goal is to finish the book,
exactly.
not fill out a bunch of, answer a bunch of questions. Well, on this particular occasion, for whatever reason, I decided to actually get a pen and a notepad, and I worked through the exercise, and it's the funeral exercise. And it went something like this. He said, imagine that you're at a funeral, it's yours, and I want, spend a few minutes writing out what you would want to hear the following people said about you. What would you want your spouse to say about you? What would you want, if you're not married, he said, imagine what a future spouse, what you would want them to say about you. What would you want a son or a daughter to say, a best friend, a coach, a community leader, a father or a mother? And so I did. I spent 3 or 4 mornings in my, devotional time writing out paragraphs of what I would want said about me. And I discovered in that exercise, wow, this is what's most important to me. This is what I actually value most. So I think it's an extraordinarily important exercise. And for all of our podcast listeners, I want to encourage you to hit pause not right now. I want to encourage you to finish the podcast, especially if you're driving. But at some point, and I think the morning is a good time to do this, to spend some time, and don't rush this, spend some time thinking about thinking about the end. What do you want said about you in the end? And if that strikes you as depressing, let me put on my pastor hat for just a moment and tell you, no, that's not depressing. What's depressing is for you to get to the end of your life and realize that what you really valued is out of reach. That is depressing. And essentially, the only way to ensure that won't happen is to spend the time necessary discovering what you value most. And bringing this full circle, why do we need to discover what we value most? Because exceptional self-leaders lead toward value.
Andy, it's like you said earlier, we have to opt for ultimate over immediate.
Yeah, that's it.
But like our friend Adam Johnson has said, it's not enough to have not goals. I'm not going to be like him. I'm not going to lead like her. Defining success with a not will not set you up to lead yourself
Adam says not is not enough. And he's exactly right. But so many people do this. This is their goal setting. I'm not going to be like him. I'm not going to be like her. I'm not going to end up in that situation. I'm not going to be poor. I'm not. And again, that's not a value. That's a reaction to the past. That's a reaction to what we've seen. In order to lead ourselves well, we can't lead in a reactionary way. We have to decide, what am I leading myself toward? And again, as you said, it goes toward ultimate versus immediate.
Andy, that leads to the third and final decision. I will not attempt to lead myself by myself.
Yeah, when you hear the phrase self-leadership, we immediately think, well, I'm leading myself by myself. But that's not true. In fact, you can't lead yourself well by yourself. And the proof of that is something we all experienced in childhood, or if you're a parent, something you've experienced with your kids. But, back to us. My greatest regret, in other words, my worst self-leadership moment, I wasn't alone. I was with people I considered friends. In fact, some of our greatest regrets were with people we wish we'd never met, to make it rhyme. So our worst self-leadership moments were with a community of people. Our best self-leadership moments will be with a community of people as well. You don't lead yourself by yourself.
Yeah, Andy, I've heard you say it this way on many occasions. Our friends determine the direction and the quality of our lives.
Yeah, and that's not just true for middle schoolers and high schoolers. Mm-hmm. That's true throughout our lives. In fact, if you're listening and your kids are, you know, middle school, high school age, and they're talking to you about their first tattoo, you tell them, yeah, you can get a tattoo. I'm going to tattoo this phrase on your arm. My friends will determine the direction and quality of my life. I would suggest you start there. This is just a universal truth, and it's something we can leverage to our benefit, or it's something that will undermine our future. So again, we do life in community. And so to lead myself well, I need to surround myself with a group of people. And this is so important, a group of people who don't just share my interest, but who share my values. Mm. And the temptation is always to settle for friends who share our interest. Exceptional self-leadership requires that we find a community of people who, again, share our values, who are leading themselves in the direction we want to lead ourselves.
Well, Andy, that means you may lose a friend or two.
Absolutely. And this is uncomfortable, but here's the thing. Ultimate is often threatening to folks who've opted for immediate. Mm. So for those in our podcast audience who are like, you know what, I want to sit down and figure out what I value most, and I want to lead myself toward my values. If you're surrounded by a group of people who are all about immediate versus ultimate, there will be some discomfort. You may find yourself friendless for a while. You may find yourself, you know, looking for a new community, but it's worth it. Why? Because you're leading yourself. And ultimate is often threatening to folks who've opted for immediate. But I say choose it anyway. It's essential to exceptional self-leadership.
Well, Andy, as we wrap up the conversation today, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to challenge all of our podcast listeners to consider these three decisions we've talked about on these two episodes. The first one, I will not lie to myself, even when the truth makes me feel bad about myself. The second one, I will prioritize what I value most over what I want now. And the third, I will not attempt to lead myself by myself. You're going to find a community of people who value what you value. Surround yourself with those people because, again, your friends will determine the direction and the quality of our lives. Again, Lane, this is such a big deal because even though it's not an essential for being a leader, it is an essential for being a leader worth following. It's an essential for sustained leadership, and it's essential for sustained influence. And Lane, I would just say one more thing to get super personal for a minute. To all of our podcast listeners, you are going to be tempted every single day to opt for immediate over ultimate. Just don't do it. The person in the mirror is counting on you. But more importantly, perhaps, there are some other faces, some smaller faces, and some smaller mirrors that are counting on you as well.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for today. And to all of our listeners, we want to thank you for joining us. Don't forget to check out the andystanley.com website, where you can find the leadership application guide to go with today's podcast.